We are joined by the head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. He is in his third season with the program. Minnesota beat number 4 Penn State Saturday. First home win over a top 5 team in more than 40 years. Minnesota is 9-0 for the first time in 115 years. Minnesota is number 7 in both polls. They are at number 18 Iowa Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by PJ Fleck. PJ, there is only one way for me to start this interview, and that's by asking, how are you doing today, PJ?
I'm doing elite, Jim. Thanks for having us on the show again.
It is so good to have you back. Listen, the fact is I never have a guest on the show in back-to-back weeks. PJ, we never do this, but when you and your team do what you did on Saturday, I'm going to break that rule. What was the mood like among the players in the locker room before that game, and how confident were you that they were about to do something special?
Well, it's complete focus. You know, that's what we've been all year. You know, 0-0 type mentality, one-game championship seasons every single week. The amount of focus and discipline to do that is incredible for what our players were able to do. We talked all week about being the reason. We needed our players to be the reason, whether it was we're the reason we win or the reason we lose. You've got to stand up and be that type of leader. And I thought our leaders played tremendous. Our playmakers made plays, and they found a way to be the reason why we won that football game. And that's why I think after the game it was so emotional and so much fun for our fans. And obviously our players.
We're talking to PJ Fleck. You know, to that point, the thing is, that was not a fluke win. You never trailed in that game. You led 24-10 at one point. You led 31-9 at another. So how proud were you of the way that everybody was focused, as you point out, and that they handled their business the way they did against a very good Penn State team?
Well, it's going to take everybody. We talked about that, too. It's going to take everybody. I know that's a cliche word, saying, but it was truly going to take that. I mean, we're playing one of the best return men in the game in KJ Handler, and I thought our kickoff team did a great job of controlling him all game. And then when you just look at the way our players played, whether it was the run game or whether it was our pass game, we were able to keep it balanced, and we needed to be able to hit explosive plays. And I thought Kirk Chirac, our offensive coordinator, Joe Rossi, our defensive coordinator, Rob Wing, our special teams coordinator, put our players in the best position to be successful and gave them things that they were really good at. And they executed at the end of the day.
We're talking to PJ Fleck. You know, from talking to you over the years, it's very clear that games like Saturday were your vision. Even when people were telling you, do not take that job, you said, you know what, it sounds like a good job for me. So you've got that vision, and now that vision is reality. How does it feel? Does it feel the way you thought that it would?
Well, absolutely, because this is your vision all along. And sometimes, you know, when you have a vision like this, and we have a long way to go, don't get me wrong. We have a long way to go. But when your vision starts to come to fruition, you know, sometimes it's the less exciting for the person that has the vision or set the vision for everybody because you aren't shocked by it. You know, successful people, successful teams aren't shocked by their success because they're prepared for it and the pressure that comes with it. You have to prepare for all that. We've been preparing for that since January, and our players have known what the expectations have been. We're not afraid to talk to our players about those types of things. We're not afraid to talk about the outside world to our players inside our walls about what they're going to hear, but then let our culture dissect it and then spit it back out the way we need it to be.
PJ Fleck is joining us. You know, you and I talked about Tanner Morgan last week, and after the game, he said something that reminded me so much of you. He said, quote, as an athlete and just in life, you should want pressure because that means your life is significant, end quote. So how much did you love hearing your quarterback and one of your leaders say something like that?
Well, you, bad teams, nobody leads. Average teams, coaches lead. And elite teams, players lead. And how do you know you have an elite team, player-led team, when the message of the program or the message of the culture isn't just coming from the head coach anymore. It's coming from the players, right? And that's when you know. And with, it's not just the message, it's the messengers. And Tanner Morgan's been one of the best messengers for the state of Minnesota, for the University of Minnesota, for our program and our culture. And he's not the only one. And this is the first year I think we've truly had that. And that's why you can see that we're having the success that we're having, because the best players are the hardest workers, and they're the messengers of the football team. And we're becoming a player-led team.
Minnesota head football coach PJ Fleck joining us once again. Speaking of the state itself, you're not from Minnesota, but you have completely embraced the state. And part of the reason why you took that job was to bring back one of the most historic programs in the country. As a Chicago Cubs fan, how much do you see a parallel with the vision you have for this program? Do you see a comparison?
Well, I think it's just the same in terms of the way people had talked about it before. Like you said about before I took the job, you know, everybody was telling me not to take the job. You can get a better job. My mind immediately shifts it towards, well, I want to make it the best job then. That sounds perfect. And I think that's where, you know, being a Chicago Cubs fan, being able to watch that whole run that they had, and a lot of my staff being from Chicago, we were so involved in that because everybody said that was impossible, and everybody said, well, we have a curse. And there was so much consistency and so much pressure that those players and the manager and the team and the organization had to be able to overcome. But they embraced it. They embraced that type of pressure because it only comes around very often, and you've got to be able to handle it. You got to be prepared for it. You got to be able to excel in it. So we have talked to our players about that. We did an off-season team meeting about the Chicago Cubs and every other team who hadn't done something for a very long time. But we still have a long way to go for that to be able to even happen. And we got to take one game at a time and continue to create this one-game championship mentality in our players' minds. Every single week.
And another big game coming up, which I will get to momentarily. PJ Fleck is joining us on the show. You mentioned other jobs. Because of the success you've had, your name was coming up in connection with other jobs. But last week, you signed an extension that's going to keep you at Minnesota. What did you want people to know about that extension and what that says about your commitment to Minnesota and what you're building there?
Well, I think it just shows the importance of the state of Minnesota having cultural sustainability over a long period of time. When you look at teams like Iowa, Wisconsin, even Northwestern, the success they've had with Pat Fitzgerald, it's being able to take the highs with the high and the low with the lows and being able to have that sustainability over a long period of time. We play in one of the most competitive conferences in all of college football. There's going to be really good seasons. There's going to be tough seasons. But to be able to have that cultural sustainability gives you a chance every year to win championships. I'm a Midwest guy. I've absolutely loved my time here. Minnesota has embraced Heather and my family, my kids, with open arms, and I absolutely love coaching the team that I get to coach and be able to run the program and the culture how we get to do that. Mark Coyle, our athletic director, deserves all the credit for that because, he's allowing us to be able to restore that tradition our way, which we truly appreciate.
So to your point, PJ, you know how this goes. Your next game is your biggest game and your biggest game of the season, and that's Saturday at Iowa. How do you go about preparing your guys to face that challenge, especially coming off the week they just had?
Well, the biggest thing is bring them right back to reality, and that's what the culture does. I mean, Sunday they came out. We had a tremendous practice on Sunday night under the lights. We had a little bit of snow going on, so it was perfect. But they came back and responded perfectly of what we wanted them to be able to do. They understand everything. They understand there's a big rivalry. They understand what's on the line. But we want them to understand that because that's what they're prepared for. We haven't won at Kinnick Stadium for 20 years as a program, and this is one of those things that you want to be one of the first, or you want to do things that haven't happened in a long time. And like you said, we're 9-0 for the first time since 1904, since the Wright brothers flew in a circle in their first airplane, and to what razor blades were invented, and fingerprint identification was invented, and those types of things. So we bring them right back to reality, we celebrate with them, but then we move on very quickly. And this team is very mature; they can handle that. And we hope that they continue to go through the week with that same type mentality.
So specifically, when you look at Iowa, what concerns you the most about them?
Everything again, right? I mean, their defense is one of the top 10 defenses in the country. Iowa plays Iowa football, and that's what we mean about that cultural sustainability, whether it's Hayden Fry or whether it's been Coach Ferentz. They tackle really well. They take care of the football, right? They don't beat themselves, and they play really good football. And it's at Kinnick Stadium that creates a tremendous college football environment. And they don't beat themselves. And we've got to find a way to play our best football. We can't worry about what they're going to do. We've got to worry about what we can do better than we did last week and just be a better football team.
And then finally, when you take time to show your players a video that puts their accomplishments in historical perspective, you kind of laid that out a moment ago, but now you're 9-0 for the first time in 115 years. How do you go about approaching that particular video?
Constantly, because they don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
Start talking about Teddy Roosevelt breaking up the big trusts and things like that. You know, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies. You start talking about the ice cream cone was invented in 1904. They're looking at you like you have seven heads because they also look at you and say, is it true? Because
right.
Usually, when you had your parents tell you something, you believed it. When my parents told me something, I believed it. They immediately go right to their phone and ask Siri, or they ask Alexa, or they Google it. You better be right with your facts, first and foremost, or they'll call you out. So we did a lot of homework before we presented it to them.
Minnesota Golden Gophers head football coach PJ Fleck, my guest. Again, we never do this back-to-back, but when you have the kind of week they had, it does warrant going back-to-back. They are 9-0. They're number 7 in both polls. They're coming off that win over Penn State. Next challenge, number 18, Iowa Saturday. PJ, great to have you. I know that was a great win. You're on to the next thing. Good luck this weekend. Hey, I don't know, man. Maybe back-to-back-to-back if you handle your business. But then we'll get there when we get there. So good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it, Jim. Row the boat, Skinny Mago Gophers. Thanks a lot.
PJ Fleck, thank you. What an amazing win that was. You do anything that has not been done in 115 years, you're getting it done. That's just amazing. Everybody said to him, don't take that job. Why would you take that job? You could do so much better than that job. And then they beat number four Penn State. And they're number seven in both polls. They're 9-0 for the first time in 115 years.